security downstairs for the program.
Mr. President? All right, are we ready, Carla?
Yes.
All right, I apologize. We're back in session. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Watchdog. I do have some concerns on this whole issue pertaining to the river, pertaining to the Superfund cleanup, the toxic waste in the river dispersed from ships going by, various things. To have a concern, especially if you have children swimming out in the river, you can't overlook that. You have to look at what's best for your children and understand we do live in an area that is toxic, it's polluted, it's been neglected over many, many years. And all the optimism in here, and I respect that, never put your children's safety in jeopardy. And understand the tests that have been done on that river, understand what's been dumped in that river, understand which can leach up through the sediment of the river. Be cautious with your children. As an adult, over 18, I don't care what you do. I really don't. Stay within the law. I could care less. But when it comes to your children, make sure what you're doing is protecting their safety first over your beliefs that this river is clean. There are so many tests that would otherwise say it is not clean. There are so many tests that say this river has been neglected. Again, think of your children. Think of the tests. Feel free to jump in that river anytime as an adult. But I would urge you, when I talk to the EPA, when I talk to these people, they said they want to get near this damn river. Protect your children. Do not sugarcoat this. As adults, do what the hell you want, but to protect your kids. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, that concludes our testimony. I understand, Willie, there's a video that you wanted to show coming up, and let's take a look at it.
Can you hit the play button on that, Willie?
So this, I'll just say this video was done by Rich Yuduskar. How do you see your last name, Rich? Yadsukar. Sorry, right. Rich. I should have that down by now. Rich does a lot of video work for us. He's super talented, and I hope you guys enjoy.
Thank you.
So hold on a second. I'm going to go ahead and let's cue it up and make sure the... Got the volume up. Are we ready?
Good to go.
Go.
I have a news flash. The Willamette River is swimmable.
The Human Access Project is a movement disguised as a party. We're a grassroots nonprofit run by volunteers. We put on the big float, Portland's grand summer beach party. We have a swim team, the River Huggers, who combine activism and fitness.
We have this huge open blue space. I mean, we're a city that literally surrounds this huge waterway, but there's very, very few public access points.
Floating and swimming are just part of the HAP movement. Human access to our river is what we're all about. Our mission? To transform Portland's relationship with the Willamette River. How? Action and advocacy, and making waves while sitting in an inner tube or swimming across the river. Audrey McCall Beach, before, after. Poets Beach, before, after. Get into your river. Join the Riverlution. the Human Access Project.
Very good. So does that conclude the presentation?
That is it.
All right. We'll get to some lengthy speeches here. Carla, can you please call the roll on the resolution?
Saltzman?
Well, I'm really very impressed with the River Huggers who showed up today and their personal testaments to their relationship with the river, as I am impressed with our mayor who swims in the river. I think, nothing like a mayor setting an example and drawing attention to an issue than swimming in the river. And I also want to really acknowledge Willie Levinson, too, for all the attention he has refocused on our river. You have done a remarkable job, Willie, and I really am respectful of all that you've done to get our public and our residents feeling good about the river again. And I also just wanted to thank, I appreciate, Willie, your words of praise for Matt Grubb in my office, but I also wanted to thank Gene Yamamoto of my office, too, who worked very hard on this, and our fire marshal, Nate Takara, who worked with you to get us to the point today where Portland Fire and Rescue feels comfortable with the River Huggers using Dock 21 as their permanent home. So very pleased to support this. Aye.
Fish.
Well, Dan gave my speech, so I'll just be I'll be even briefer. I want to associate myself with everything that he just said. And I appreciate that Matt Grum was called out, and I can assure you that every bureau in the city has offers into Matt. One of his great qualities, and we share an office, we share a door between offices, but Matt knows how to solve problems. And in city government, that's actually a very precious quality, a great talent that he's developed over the year. How long has Matt been on your team?
As long as I've been here, 20 years.
Well, so that's a lot of experience. So thank you, Matt. I want to also acknowledge Mike Lindberg, who is one of your great champions and has been talking this up for a long time. Willie, congratulations to you. Everyone who joined us today and to the mayor and Commissioner Saltzman for bringing this forward. Thank you. Aye.
Wheeler.
Well, I want to thank everybody, all the same people. Maybe I'll just do it in a different order, and it'll sound original. Willie, thank you for your guidance, for your leadership, for your tenacity, for your vision, for continuing to encourage people to engage and live with the river. For too many years, this city really abused its river, as a number of people testified today. And the reality is the city's spent heavily to change that legacy. Under Commissioner Saltzman and Commissioner Fish's leadership, the city invested over $1 billion in the Big Pipe Project, which has significantly reduced the outflow. The monitoring is much more efficient than it used to be. There's more people with eyes on the river. The city has re-engaged in keeping the river clean. We're working very, very heavily on the Superfund site downriver in the industrial area. And all of those things spell increased health, increased accessibility, and increased habitat along the river. The river is becoming much healthier than it used to be, and it is a good place to swim and a good place to recreate. Not everybody has to be a swimmer, and I think the River Huggers would be the first people to say that. You don't have to be a swimmer, but there's many ways that you can enjoy and engage with the river, whether it's just sitting on the beach with a good book and with family members, or having a picnic, or whether it's being on a paddleboard, as somebody mentioned earlier this morning, or whether it's engaging in other ways, maybe going down and sitting on a dock. All of those things are worthy pastimes. We have too long been a city adjacent to the river, and now we are going to become a city of the river again. And I think it was interesting that this morning's testimony highlighted that it's not without controversy. Old views of this river are going to die very, very hard. And the only way that we're going to be able to change the perception is, number one, by making the investments to clean the river and keep it clean and maintain the habitat. And number two, for people to really engage the river and encourage other people, family members, friends, coworkers, to come down and participate and see that it really is a new day on the Willamette River. I want to thank Commissioner Saltzman in particular. This resolution, though I'm certainly a fan of the Human Access Project and the River Huggers, this was really Dan's team. He and Matt Grum and others worked really, really hard on this resolution and making sure that it captured the spirit and the objectives of this effort. And so I want to applaud you, Dan, and I want to thank Matt for his hard work on this. And I want to thank all of the River Huggers who came in today, took time away from your work, from your families, from other commitments to come here and share this great asset with the people of this city. I vote aye. The resolution is adopted. Thank you all very much for being here, and I will see you today at the dock, 5:30. The resolution's adopted. Thank you.